These are all ordinary engineers, but their various explorations tell extraordinary stories. They are adventurers in the deep sea and in space, and they're developers of cutting-edge technologies. For decades, they've been investing their expertise in many fields, upholding their beliefs, and advancing China's development in science and technology. As it develops ever more advanced technology, China's manufacturing and construction capabilities are greatly expanded. In the context of the Belt and Road Initiative, more countries are benefiting from the Made in China phenomenon. As a world-famous tourist destination, the Maldives attracts over 1 million visitors every year. However, it lacks a convenient transportation system. Nearly one-third of its population lives in the island capital of Malé. Travel to other islands is by ferry when the weather allows. The presence of Chinese bridge builders has brought hope to local people. But the builders are facing challenging conditions where they have to innovate based on their experience in China. For 3 years, this is how Lin Xukui has started every working day. Under high pressure, the stressed project leader goes over every detail to make sure it is foolproof. Lin Xukui is responsible for the Sinimale Bridge, a model project of the Belt and Road Initiative. The bridge will connect Malé to Hulhula Island, where the airport is located, changing the way people access the capital. The delivery date is only 69 days away. As the head of the construction technology team, the pressure on Lin Xukui is increasing.
倒计时是从300天开始的，要到现在变成60几天了，就感觉到过得非常快。90几天变成80几天，好，80几天变成70几天。The
bridge passes over a picturesque strait. However, the strait is locally known as the Devil's Sea. The devil is the turbulent waves. Even in calm weather, the swells can reach 3 or 4 meters, greatly impacting the construction of the Cross Sea Bridge. This is a common scene on the construction site. 2 workers from an electric welding team. One welds and the other monitors the waves. When the waves get too high, they have to move to a safe place. The difficulties involved and the time needed for this cross-sea bridge project are far greater than usual. The bridge is now nearing completion, But one big task remains: removing the construction trestle bridge. The devilish waves have lasted for a week, putting the task on hold. Lin Xuguai is extremely worried. In such harsh conditions, even a floating crane sways violently, despite its weight of 1,000 tons. The demolition work can't proceed, threatening to delay the project. The monitoring device on the seabed also sends discouraging data. There's no indication that conditions will improve anytime soon. Project delays caused by the waves have been Lin Xuguai's biggest headache since day one. This sense of extreme anxiety and helplessness has been with him for 3 years. He anxiously awaits a calm period, which is often very brief. During some 200 days of construction in 2016, the time available for large-scale hoisting operations was just 200 hours. Such times are called window periods. Because of such harsh natural conditions, in the past, not many people dreamed of building cross-sea bridges in the Maldives. Today, Chinese builders are tackling this problem with Chinese technology and wisdom. Project-related issues keep Lin Xuguai occupied every day. Walking with his wife in the evening is the only time he can take a mental break. The couple had to leave their 7-month-old son in Chongqing, their hometown. They regret this, but had little choice. With a delivery date fast approaching, the construction site is now in operation 24 hours a day. However, harsh conditions continue to cause serious delays. At the moment, a window period is much needed. The sun has just risen, and Lin Xuguai is already at the construction site. In the face of enormous pressure, Lin Xuguai responds with a strict management style, demonstrating his strong conviction with tough demands.
实际有的时候我坐在下来想一想，我对他们的要求也太苛刻了。我是希望把这个桥建得要更漂亮，速度更快，代表中国制造。
Right now, the temperature on the site is as high as 40 degrees Celsius. It's making the workers prone to physical exhaustion. It's also the Muslim month of Ramadan. Daily fasting for over 10 hours is reducing the efficiency of the nearly 500 Bangladeshi labourers on the site.Lin Chukwe's favourite assistant is Yasin from Bangladesh, who plays a critical role now.
Hey, 你好。是什么地方协助活动吗？要的，我都马上过来。好，你稍等一下，五分钟。
过来一下，看一下你孟加拉兄弟他打的不太怎么规范。
Yasin has been working here since the beginning of the project. He's learned to speak fluent Chinese and provides key support to the foreman. In 2017, Yasin was selected as an outstanding employee and went to Chongqing, China to receive the award.
I want to see this picture. You can see this picture. It's a picture of the picture.拉一点，好事。你们中国人很好，可以。我希望你们中国人。
After 10 days of anxious waiting, Lin Xuhui receives good news. Real-time monitoring indicates an upcoming window period.
李经理，李经理，
呀，李经理呀，
这个海洋预报啊，监测到有的话还有四个小时就有窗口期了，这个窗口期啊只有一个半小时时间。
收到，车辆已经9尾，体重已经9尾。
好，把这个时间一定要控制住，不然的话这个窗口错过了呀。
The 1.5 hour window period is very short. If the scheduled work can't be completed within this time.The waves will return and stop it. The next window period is hard to predict.
现在海况啊，报告是好多。
报告师傅，
你把那个平台周围的氧气穴收拾了，非常危险。那旁边的栈桥都有可碰到起。
收完了再调，收完了，你看调车再调了嘛，调车。
During the brief window period, the workers manage to hoist offshore components into place. For the people of Male, Chinese technology has made this super project possible. They now await the Sinamale Bridge with high expectations.On the viewing platform next to the bridge, many citizens gather to watch every evening. They dream about the convenience and prosperity the bridge will bring. And that day is coming soon. This is a well-known local singing group. In the last 3 years, they've become good friends with Chinese builders and learned to sing the Chinese song Jasmine. The Sinamale Bridge has brought not only hope, but also friendship.On August the 30th, 2018, local people are celebrating the timely completion of the Sinamale Bridge as they would a major festival. They may not know the builders' names, but they will remember China and this China-made bridge. From its reform and opening period to the Belt and Road Initiative, China has experienced rapid development and formed mutually beneficial relations with other countries in the world, giving its people a broader platform to dream bigger dreams. And these individuals in different positions and fields are telling their Made in China stories. These are the vast oceans lying to the east of China's long meandering coastlines. Oil, known as black gold, is deeply buried here. But there was a long period when nothing could be done to access this treasure due to technical limitations. Thousands of kilometers away in the Taklamakan Desert lies China Oilfield Service's Xinjiang testing base. Although there's no oil here, countless wells have been drilled. Since 2012, large-scale drilling tests have been conducted here annually with the logging while drilling and rotary steerable system. The birth of the system marked a milestone in China's offshore oil exploration technology. These seemingly simple steel pipes constitute the system. This is the fruit of 7 years of hard work by Shang Jie and his team. Its nickname is the Snake. The Snake system is a powerful tool for drilling wells at highly difficult horizontal or diagonal angles. Conventional wells are drilled vertically for oil layers with a depth of more than 1 meter, but that method doesn't work on shallow layers. The Snake system, in contrast, can automatically turn and move through a shallow layer deep in the ground at any angle, according to a planned trajectory, to find the precise location of the oil. In the field of modern drilling technology, the Snake system is the crown jewel. Before the success of Shang Jie's team, only one country had this technology. They kept it secret and never exported their equipment, only offering expensive operational services. Facing technical challenges, how did Shang Jie's team achieve its breakthrough? Shang Jie's team started to develop the Snake in 2008. It was not until 4 years later that they began conducting drilling tests in Xinjiang's desert. 3 years of repeated failures made Shang Jie feel that this was almost an impossible mission. In May 2015, after 7 years of hard work, the Snake had its first successful operational test in the Bohai Sea. However, this was just the first step in precision oil exploration. Even more challenging technical difficulties lay ahead. Two fully loaded trucks are about to leave the Yanjiao National High Tech Zone. In 4 days, they will meet Changjie's team in Xinjiang. The Snake will then be connected to a foreign company's high-speed mud pulse telemetry system, a breakthrough upgrade for the team. This foreign system uses mud pulses for wireless information transmission, reporting the Snake's underground situation in real time. This telemetry technology serves as the Snake's eyes, its transmission rate directly affecting the Snake's ability to analyze the stratum and steer precisely. The Snake's own telemetry system is only 10% of the foreign one, hardly sufficient for highly difficult operations. After 1 year of negotiation, the foreign company agreed for the first time to share its telemetry system with China. This was unprecedented. Four days later, the trucks arrive on time. After 6 months of research, the Snake is finally ready for the upgrade test.
这一次呢，我们实际上是最豪华的配置，也就是我们现在所有的已经有的仪器或者测量技术都现在会连成一整串的仪器。它就像一个串行的系统，任何一个点出问题都会导致整个仪器故障起钻，也是这个次实验的最大一个风险。
At the same time, Changjie is more worried about a trial workover taking place in the Bohai oil field. Another Snake, equipped with the new telemetry system, is performing the task. Such on-site operation without trials makes Changjie nervous. Fifty kilometers from shore, the Bohai 12 oil rig requires a workover. Changjie's team has waited 2 months for the opportunity to run this trial operation. The trial operation doesn't go smoothly. At 2 a.m., the system is still not functioning normally, and everyone is feeling uneasy.
提心吊胆，要对我们有信心。对啊，这不就有信心吗？他们把这个备用的工具提前先给它导出来，导好了，成一成，这样的话会节省一些时间的。
This workover isn't too difficult. Using the conventional method would guarantee success. To avoid delay, clients usually have a backup plan in case the trial method fails. The daily operating cost for an offshore rig can easily exceed 1 million yuan. Even the minimum cost is a six-figure number. In 2015, when the Snake was first put to the test, Shanjir and his R&D team had to deal with repeated failures.
没干成，被轰回来的三四次总有吧。那有时候就说的很难听了，就你这什么玩意儿，那个赶紧拉走吧。然后或者说有的说用你们东西干一口井，赶上那个赶上什么技能大赛了，就天天练我的人。
Though frustrated, they didn't flinch.
这个实际上是硬币的两面吧。第一个呢，就是说如果经历了这样的事儿，那么绝对是建起一个大厦，眼看着它垮掉，这种打击肯定对哪一个人哪一个团队都是最大的一种打击。但是另外一方面呢，就是在整个团队里如果一直有强烈的这种意识或者知道这种情况，那么实际上大家做事的时候也保证大家一直没有泄气。
A few hours later, the snake system upgraded with foreign technology finally starts to work. Green signals on the screen indicate that everything is normal. The workover officially begins. 11 hours later, the workover is successfully completed and the client is happy with the result. The snake has managed to run 429 meters at the speed of 39 meters per hour and with a data transmission speed of 6 bits per second. It's proof that China's self-developed snake system works well with the world-class telemetry system, marking a new milestone. It's still the middle of the night. The snake's on-land interoperability test has also progressed smoothly.好像应该是丘吉尔说的，就是说叫什么人最重要的一件事就是什么叫成功，就是从失败到失败，但是永远这个信心不减。其实我很就在做这个过程中这十来年吧，对这句话体会非常深，就是你往往所有的力气使了，所有的精力使了，最后的结果还是失败，但是你从这个失败不能把你们这个团队打倒，就是你还得继续去分析失败的原因，继续去努力。 With 1 year of preparation, 2 months of testing, and 1 week of trial operation, Zhang Jie and his team have brought the snake system to a new level. The success of the interoperability test has greatly improved China Oilfield Services' offshore exploration capability, but it can't rely on the foreign company for its telemetry system forever. Therefore, speeding up development of the snake's own telemetry system becomes the next challenge for Shangjie's R&D team. On a ridge in Luliang, Shanxi, another team of China Oilfield Services is busy with its on-site testing. One month ago, there was nothing here. Now, an oil rig has been set up. Wang Zhiming is responsible for developing an effective telemetry system for the snake. His project started around the same time as Shangjie's. But while Shangjie achieved results in just 4 years, his work stalled. Wang Zhiming is feeling increasingly under pressure.
Management 你最大的成果是什么？是等退休吗？其实领导也跟我解释，他说我必须要给你施加压力，有压力你才能成长， 能够跟世界公司叫板的成果没有。我希望有一项成果在我手里出来。
总共也就两三扣，后期就改了，后期就一道密封了。
In 2006, 37-year-old Wang Juming gave up a professorship to join China Oilfield Services and pursue one goal: to develop China's own telemetry system for oil exploration.
带了，对，它是一个单动装置。
Life at a land rig is as monotonous as an offshore one, because everything is temporary here, and living conditions are even worse.
跟你讲啊，我们这个，我们干地下井的都是全能工，什么电呀什么的，
干一线的就是
全能工，家里面出现个小问题了，我们都能自己解决。其实有些人经常回在家的时候。累的可能那感觉不一样，但是说你经常两三个月，假如你不回家，你回家的时候，确实想为这个家干点。这个没架子，你这挂着上。
At midnight, Wang Juming's team is to start a trial operation. Although cheaper than the offshore ones, a land rig still costs over 100,000 yuan every day.Finding a suitable operational well with a willing client isn't easy.
一些上面的事我们在上面来协调。现场兄弟，我觉得真的，所以大家为了这个国产化这个东西是吧，就不说这些高大上的话，真的非常着的把这个活干了，真的。像新疆的话。
钻台，可以开泵了，可以开泵了。
The test has just started, and already a problem has appeared.
开泵辅助不响，不是，它这是有问题的。我现在这个问题我解决不了。你看它应该这两行都有，它这行没有。对，它是有问题的。对，让下吧，让宋伟上来，甭管几点让上来。
In a 500-hour water cycle, there are two testing failures. Wang Juming's team knows how to handle setbacks, but they could really use some good news now.
Song Wei, 你得上来，现在解码解不了，我让张冲接你去吧。我说你现在得上来，从上山上来，现在解码有困难，解不了。
For Wang Juming's team, it's going to be a sleepless night. With the decoding issue resolved, the telemetry system runs continuously overnight and finally stabilizes at a transmission speed of 6 to 8 bits per second. That's a dozen times faster than before,approaching the international top level. This is the team's biggest breakthrough in 10 years.
I from 06 年到这个公司，直到16年，10年，我们才能够刚刚见到这个量。
After 122 hours, the 1,700-meter drilling operation is successfully completed. The team's domestic telemetry system works perfectly with the snake. Wang Juming finally has his belated success.
He has a back seat, Mama. Look at my back seat. See it?啊，这就是我上班的地方。
小叶龙，开八班长吗？有。
啊，就在上面那平台上干活，后面都有房子，在房子上我们可以睡觉了。
行，他今天说想我了吗？
这
是。
Chinese engineers have overcome numerous failures to achieve one breakthrough after another. Their perseverance in the front line of exploration has ensured China's technological progress. As Shangjie's team takes a leap forward towards the deep sea with the Snake system, another group of Chinese engineers are using their technology to explore the vast realm of space. Three years ago, the Soviet Union launched the first man-made satellite, ushering in a new era of space exploration. Today, there are thousands of satellites orbiting the Earth, over 100 of which are developed by China. In 1970, by launching its first satellite, the Dongfanghong 1, China became the fifth country in the world capable of doing this. Through a radio transmitter, the music of the song Dongfanghong emanating from the satellite was broadcast back in China. The music continues to inspire Chinese aerospace scientists today.
I think this field is still very good to express my personal value, and also to merge my personal value and the country's development. This space field is very sacred, very sacred, and very honored. This is a wing on the
side. You know what this wing is for? Solar power. It's called solar
power. It's called
它是用太阳来发电的。这第13颗。好吧，厉害了。能厉害了，我的爸。Wang Nin is the chief designer of satellites at the China Academy of Space Technology. Spending quality time with his two children like this is a rare opportunity for him. As an aerospace scientist, he often has to sacrifice family life for the sake of his work. This is the Beijing Institute of Spacecraft Environment Engineering. For the past 4 years, Wang Min has been focusing on the development of this satellite in here. It's China's first communication satellite with an electric propulsion system. Once sent into space by a rocket, it will use its own power to enter into orbit. Previously, satellites relied on chemical fuels. For a 5-ton satellite, 60% of its weight would be fuel and only 40% its effective mass. With electric propulsion, propellant accounts for just 300 kilos, that's 1/10 of the previous load. This will reduce the satellite's weight, increase its payload, and extend its service life by 5 years.
当地时间上午的10:32，猎鹰九火箭携带着两颗商业卫星顺利发射升空，并且成功地将它们送进了预定轨道。
In 2016, the United States successfully launched two electric propulsion communication satellites with one rocket, revolutionizing the field. To keep China's satellites in sync with the world, developing electric propulsion technology became Wang Min's top priority. After 4 years of hard work, the satellite has reached the final critical stage, the ignition test of the thruster.
这些点火实验做完以后，我们就认为啊，我们全电推平台的关键技术到目前为止就全部得到了突破和解决，也就是说我们这个平台的研制工作是可以算是结束了。
The satellite has been moved into the vacuum chamber for days of continuous ignition testing. Eight days later, the test successfully ends, marking the birth of China's first electric propulsion satellite. All that remains is its launch.This is the test center of the China Academy of Space Technology. Since the end of 2015, it's been extremely busy.
它的起飞重量是在八吨左右，这个星应该是咱们国内目前是最大的卫星了，就是同世界上同类产品相比的话，应该也是最大的。
This largest communications satellite is called Shijian 20. Today, the unfolding of its solar wings is to be tested here. This pair of wings will power the satellite in space. They're made longer than the previous ones and are equipped with a more complicated unfolding mechanism to match with the latest Dongfang Hong 5 platform.
这个和以前是不一样的，在咱们国内是第一次使用这种技术，就是二维二次展开的技术。
Shijian 20 is a test satellite based on the Dongfang Hong 5 platform. The system will be an upgrade to China's next generation geostationary transfer orbit satellites in the next 5 to 15 years, enabling them to carry the payloads of communications microwave remote sensing and optical remote sensing.
新一代的东方红五号卫星平台的研制对整个通信领域，对整个五院的后续发展至关重要，对整个中国航天追赶国际先进水平的发展也至关重要。
The normal development cycle of a satellite is 3 years, but to meet the December 2019 launch deadline of the Long March 5Y3 rocket, Shijian 20 only has 16 months.This is a great challenge for the young engineers.
当年和那个十八是一样的配置，那个星也是和现在基本上是差不多的。
The Shijian 18 mentioned by Liu Hongjian was Shijian 20's twin satellite.On July the 2nd, 2017, if Shijian 18 had managed to enter its orbit, there might not be a Shijian 20. But unfortunately, due to an anomaly after the rocket launch, Shijian 18 fell into the sea within minutes.
用十个月的时间，辛辛苦苦地研制出一颗，准备用它来赶超国际先进水平的卫星。是我们还自己还没有表现机会的时候，就火箭就把它带到那个，所以我们直接自己觉得更委屈啊。
The China Academy of Space Technology then decided to develop the Shijian 20 to continue the unfinished test. The domestically designed high orbit satellite has the heaviest takeoff weight and is applied with the most advanced technology to date.At 3 a.m., the 20-meter-long solar wings unfold smoothly, moving a step closer to the completion of Shijian 20.
27号20:45，长征五号遥三运载火箭在中国文昌航天发射场点火升空。
At 8:45 p.m. on December the 27th, 2019, Long March 5's Y-3 carrier rocket ignited and lifted off. 2,000 seconds later, it successfully separated from the Shujian 20, sending the satellite into its predetermined orbit. The mission was a complete success. Over the past 40 years, China's aerospace technology has undergone dramatic changes, but the spirit of the scientists remains the same. Tasked with technological innovation, Wang Min's generation represents China's honor and hope. Their spirit continues to inspire researchers in various fields in this new era. The story of the individual is also the story of a country. As its people explore and make progress, the entire Chinese nation is carried forward. It is thanks to these personal explorations that the dreams of China are being realized.